Help me on this journey. Help me on this journey. Help my son. Help my daughter. What, you know, we all got children. And they get in stuff sometimes. We can't hold our hands. No, we can't hold hands. We can tell them, Lord, I'm going to put you in the Lord's hands.
Right.
I'm going to put them in your hands.
Right.
Because you can watch it better than I can. You can do for them what I can't do.
Right.
You can do something, but God can do all things. Because the Bible says for all things are possible.
Amen.
I'm finna close it up. Got down. You know my Luke. But he said in the 14th verse, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Got down some more. At my first answer, 16, no man stood with me, but all men were simply because see, Paul didn't change. And you want to get it.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Welcome to the Johnson Temple Broadcast on KAYT. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we would like to thank you for being one of our faithful listeners down through the years. As a special announcement, Johnson Temple will be having its annual women's conference. This year's theme is Trust the Process. The conference takes place August the 14th through the 16th. These services will start on Friday, August the 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. Guest speaker on this night will be none other than Bishop Dr. Josephine Urquhart from Leesville, Louisiana. On Saturday, August the 15th at 9:30 a.m., the conference will continue with workshops and panel discussions pertaining to trusting the process. Guest speaker for the afternoon is Apostle Dr. Erica Sasser from Shreveport, Louisiana. The finale service takes place on Sunday, August the 16th at 11 o'clock a.m. Guest speaker for this service is co-pastor Cassie Allen from Dallas, Texas. We continue to serve Leesville and surrounding communities through our Feed the Hungry program on the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month, 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. During this event, perishable and non-perishable food items, along with a hot meal, are offered to individuals in need, regardless of financial status, and volunteers are always welcome. In today's broadcast, you will hear a powerful message from Elder Daryl Johnson, one of the associate elders at Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ. May God bless and forever keep you is our prayer.
When you wash me clean and may be
home. Oh. I wear a size 14, y'all. A whole lot of shoes don't fit my feet. This ring is imperative that you put on the right shoes. The shoes that fit. The shoes that are more comfortable to your feet. And it fits your character. These are nice shoes, man. These are nice shoes there on the table. But some shoes don't fit my feet. Them Stacey Adams, too. Those are some nice shoes, y'all. But they just don't fit my feet. They look good, but they don't fit. You walk in them, they're comfortable to walk in. They hit you right in the right spot. But shoes that are too big will cause you to stumble. If I could relate that to sin, that's what sin does. You start to walk in sin, you start to live a life that's ungodly, and you get caught up in it, and you start to stumble. Sin will cause you to slip into a backslidden state. Sin will cause you to walk without stability. You don't have no power to combat the enemy. Whatever he throw at it, you take it. That's how the church is today. Most of our churches are spiritually wearing tight shoes. The tight shoes of sin have came in and it has started to squeeze the very life out of the church. Trying to carry responsibilities and titles and positions has caused and given you a tight fit in places. How many of you know that everybody that's in a position in the church hasn't been called to that position? I wish I had somebody. Everybody in the church are wearing someone else's shoe. And many times it's by default. Talk back to you. Many times it's because the leader has become frustrated with a particular person that he has appointed. Not that God appointed, but that the leader has appointed. He starts out good. He does all right. But then he gets to a point where he gets beside himself. Pride starts to set in. Frustration starts to set in on the behalf of the leader. And then everything that he tries to do in and of himself becomes a failure. Trying to wear and fill someone else's shoes that are not your size. Shoes that are too tight. On the other hand, causes pain, causes blisters, and they restrict your movement. That's the nature of sin, you understand? It causes pain, it causes blisters, it causes and it restricts your movement to get back to the place of God where you have fallen. Came out to tell you this afternoon that spiritually staying in a place or a season that God hasn't called you to is a dangerous position to be in. That's why many people are doing things out of the will of God. They're wearing the tight shoes of spirituality. They're trying to live someone else's life. They're trying to imitate someone else's ministry. They chase someone else's success, and they compare themselves to someone else's blessing. I came by to let you know you need to tell your neighbor they got some imposters in the church. They got some folks that look like saints. They got some folks that dress like saints. They got some folks that shout like saints. Oh, but you catch them when amen, it said, catch them when they say, God be with you till we meet again. Catch them when they turn the corner right there and on the street. They say things that they don't say in church. But I came by to tell you, you can't walk in no one else's shoes. Because your shoes don't fit that of a sinner. Talk back to me. I know I got some saved folks in here. I know I got some folks that filled with the Holy Ghost. I got some folks that know God and the pardon of their sins. I got some folks that you understand that try to walk in someone else's anointing. Walking in someone else's shoes. Hey, you got some men . This is men, Dave. We got some men that walking in somebody else's shoes, but they're not men's. I wish I had somebody. Y'all talk back to me if I'm telling the truth. You got men wearing stilettos. You got men wearing red bottoms, Prada, Nine West. How about talking to somebody? It is so. All you got to do is just look around. Your shoes don't fit a woman's foot, men. Stand up and be who God has called and purposed in your heart to be. Stop trying to be like Mr. Know-It-All, Mr. Wonderful, Jesus Jr., God Almighty. Man, you got some folks in this world that put themselves right there next to Jesus and the Holy Ghost. I wish I had a witness. But their shoes don't fit their feet. Your shoes don't fit because God has ordered your steps. If you know you've been called to the position that God has placed you in at this moment, I want you to clap your hands in this place. You know you've been called. You know God has you where he wants you to be. Because the Bible says in Ephesians 4 and 11, you got many different administrations within the body of Christ. But the Bible says, and he gave some apostles, and he gave some prophets, and he gave some evangelists, and he gave some pastors, and he gave some preachers. What he's doing it for, preacher? For the edifying of the body of Christ. I wish we would stay in our lane. I wish we would do what God has called us to do. Stop walking in somebody else's shoes. If God called you to be an evangelist, be the best evangelist that you can be. Stop trying to force yourself to be an evangelist. If God called you to be an evangelist, be an evangelist. Came by to tell you too, the evangelist can't be the pastor too and the evangelist at the same time. Stay in your lane. If he's called you to be a pastor, take care of his people. If he's called you to be a pastor, stay close to God. If he calls you to be a pastor, pray sometimes. If he calls you to be a pastor, fast sometimes. If he calls you to be a pastor, be a pastor. You can't be something that God didn't call you to be. Stop lying on God. You got a whole lot of preachers lying on God. Something they heard somebody say on TV. Something they heard somebody say on Facebook. And it couldn't be no farther from the truth. But my name is Clinton. If you call to sing, sing. Don't preach while you're singing. just sing. Don't get mad when the preacher starts preaching and say he can't preach. How you know? You singer. Talk back to me, if you would. Ephesians reminds us that Christ gave different gifts to different people. Your calling is just as important as the pastor. Well, why did you say that, Dr. Johnson? But because it came from the same God. It came from the same Savior. Proverbs, you understand, was written by King Solomon, the richest man, the wealthiest man, the wisest man of his day. But he fell short in some places too. Anyway, Solomon, he teaches us that while people make plans, God is the one that directs our lives. He reminds us that God looks beyond the appearance. Some nice jackets we got on, but preachers. Some nice slacks we got on. Nice haircut you got there, doctor. Nice shoes you got there, but preacher. God looks at the heart. Man looking on the outer, but God looks on the heart. Like I said, I got some pretty nice shoes on. Take my shoes off sometimes. Walk around sometimes. Back sometimes. Back in. Go back. Get close to God. Go back. Tell God, thank you. Go back and give God glory. Thanking God that he didn't let you die in that car wreck. Thanking God he didn't kill you when you were out there smoking that dope. Thank God he didn't let that man blow your brains out when you stole his money and you took his wife from him. Thank God for some shoes that fits my feet. Thank God for his glory. Thank God for being God. God weighs the heart, you understand. He values righteousness over riches. And God directs the steps of those who trust and obey him. Because the Bible says in verse 7, when a man ways pleases the Lord, he will even make the enemies to be at peace with you. Came by to let you know that you need to stop pleasing people and start pleasing God. Because when you get caught up in people pleasing, some things will happen. What will happen, brother preacher, sometimes you'll lose your identity. When you stop pleasing God and start pleasing people, your self-esteem will take a nosedive. When you stop pleasing God and start pleasing people, it'll make you continuously seek the approval of others. Well, I came by to tell you this afternoon, Johnson Temple, the goal is not to impress people, but to impress God, to tell God thank you, to give God glory. How many of you know that when you give him glory, he'll honor your life? He can even handle your haters. Don't worry about your haters. Tell that hater, the devil is using you to bless me. But God, he can give you favor. He can give you peace in the middle of opposition. He can give you peace in the middle of conflict. Don't stop. Don't spend all your time in this life to fit into someone else's shoes. Spread your life. Spend your life pleasing God. What are you saying, preacher? Live right. Do right. Do right. Do right. Stop going alone to get along. Stop chasing attention that wasn't even meant for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some people want all the attention. Some people want all the glory. Some people want all the praise. But I came by to tell you, the Bible says, honor thyself before the mighty hand of God, and he will in due season exalt you in the name of Jesus. I came by to tell you, you need to walk in your own shoes. Came by to tell you, because your shoes don't fit my feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, I came by to tell you, better is to be a little righteous than great revenues without right. I don't care what the world says, go get it. Anybody, any means necessary. I'd rather have a little bitty house, a nice little hoop there, a few coins in my pocket, in the name of Jesus. One little old suit, a pair of black shoes, in the name of Jesus. Then get my money by robbing, by stealing, by speaking untrue, in the name of Jesus. I'd rather have what God blessed me with. How many of you know that God will approve it? God has ordained it. Somebody say, yeah. I came by to tell you anyway that some shoes are just too expensive. In the mighty name of Jesus, the shoes are too expensive for me to go back a line. Them shoes are too expensive for me to go back not telling the truth. The shoes are too expensive for me to stay out all night long with somebody else's wife that's not mine. Those shoes don't fit my feet, because I had my feet shod with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody tell God, yeah. Somebody say, yeah. Yeah. I can remember as a little boy, they had some popular shoes. They were called Dr. J's. Y'all know them, Chuck Taylors. I wanted me some Chuck Taylors so bad. And they used to have a department store called the Treasury. I don't know if you ever heard of the Treasury. And me and my brother, we toiled around with those Dr. J's. We toiled around and we messed around and put them on our feet. And I came by to tell you, we began to walk around in the store. We began to look at one another. And we patted me, and I patted him on the back. But the Spirit of God told us them clothes didn't fit our feet because we didn't pay for them. You didn't pay for my testimony. You didn't pay for my glory that God has given me, because your glory and my glory don't fit the glory of God. I came by to tell you in the name of Jesus, wear your own shoes. Put your own shoes on your own feet in the mighty name of Jesus. God don't want you dressing up in somebody else's shoes, because it takes away from your character. Your shoes don't fit my feet, because something is designed just for me. They used to have a man when I was stationed in Okinawa, Japan, and they called him Dave the Tailor. Dave can make anything. You can put your shoe, pull your shoe up on the table, and he'll take a line, and he'll draw your foot in the mighty name of Jesus. That's what God will do. He'll take your sin, and he'll throw them in the sea of forgiveness, and he'll draw you a new line. He'll draw you a new anointing. He'll draw you a new face. He'll draw you a new blessing that's very fit for you in the name of Jesus. I came by to tell you your shoes don't fit my feet, because he sees all he has for me is for me. He knows every curve in my feet. He knows every turn I take. He knows every battle we're gonna face in the name of Jesus. He knows exactly what shoes fit and what shoes don't fit, because the Bible tells me in Jeremiah 21:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Well, what do you think about me, God? The thoughts of peace are not evil, to give you expected end. This verse assures us that God's plan is for our good, in the mighty name of Jesus, to provide you with hope. Because in that day, one of these old days, one of these old days, the one that John talked about, that he was unable to latch up his shoe, the one that walks the streets of Nazareth, the one that they led out of the north gate of Jerusalem, the one that walked the La Dolorosa, that one who died on Golgotha's hill, that one they called his name Jesus. I'm so glad his shoes didn't fit my feet. I couldn't have died for you. I'm so glad his shoes didn't fit my feet. I could have went in the grave for 3 days for you. I'm so glad I didn't go to hell. I'm so glad his shoes didn't fit my feet. But I'm so glad he decided some shoes perfectly for me when he got up out the grave, when he came back with all power in the palm of his hand. I came by to give you some encouragement on the day. Don't worry about your neighbor's shoes. Don't worry about the color of your shoes. Don't worry. Don't worry. Just because she wears Stacy. Don't worry. Just because she wears Prada. What God has for you is for you. All I need you to do is walk in your own shoes. Walk in your own shoes. Step high. Step like God has called you to step. Walk in your testimony. Walk in his praise. Somebody give him glory. Somebody tell him thank you. Keep on walking. I know they're gonna lie on you.